الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 25 statements of Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi alayh. Prayer of Attar. O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the booklet, 25 statements of Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi alayh, grant them the blessings, either Faizan of Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullahi alayh, and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of salat upon the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The greatest and final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the best of all your days is Friday. On this day, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam was created. On this day, his blessed soul was taken. And on this day, the trumpet, either sur, will be blown, and destruction will occur. Therefore, increase your recitation of salat, i.e. Durood-e Paak, upon me on this day, for salat recited by you are conveyed to me. The noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, asked, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how will our salat be conveyed to you after your passing? He commanded, Allah Almighty has made the bodies of the Prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam unlawful for the earth to consume. Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah. Meri chashme alam se chup jane wale. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The cure for bad manners. Enduring hunger and thirst and staying awake at night is easy, but the cure for bad manners is very difficult. Death is near. Some people laugh even though their death is near. The day of Eid. The day I leave this world with my faith intact will be my Eid. Do not abandon truthfulness. You must not disobey Allah Almighty, and you must not abandon truthfulness. The crown of honor and dignity. Remain obedient to Allah Almighty morning and evening. When you do so, the crown of honor and dignity will be upon your head. The entire universe will obey you. When you become obedient to the command of Allah Almighty, the entire universe will obey you. The reason for calling someone wise. A wise person is called wise because he looks at the outcome of actions. What is humility? Humility is that a person considers whomever he meets better than himself, and thinks that perhaps this person's rank is higher than his in the court of Allah. Three necessary things. For a Muslim, three things are necessary in every situation. Number one, acting upon the command of Allah Almighty. Number two, avoiding what He has forbidden. Number three, being content with His pleasure. Even the world cannot be attained without effort. If this perishable world cannot be attained without effort, then how can paradise, which is everlasting, be attained without effort? Be content with little sustenance. Be happy with little sustenance, and hold fast to it until your time is up, and then you will be returned to something better than it. One is not sent back empty-handed. Whoever prays in the divine court, Allah, the most generous, does not send him back empty-handed. Therefore, your prayer will certainly bring you some benefit, either in this world or in the hereafter. Beneficial prayers. Keep praying to Allah Almighty for the forgiveness of your past sins, to be saved from future sins, the ability to worship Him well, a good death, and the opportunity to meet the prophets, عَلَيْهِ مُصَّلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامُ, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. Obedience to Allah. When you obey Allah Almighty, you will be made honored amongst creation, served by others. Deceived. The glitter and comforts of the world are deceptive. Whoever attained them was deceived and became heedless. Enter the door of repentance. O people, perform as many good deeds as you can, and value the door of repentance by entering it, i.e. repent. Also, make the most of the gatherings of the righteous. B. In a book that He revealed, Allah Almighty said, O son of Adam, I am Allah. There is no one worthy of worship but me. When I say to something, be, it comes into being. You obey me, and I will make you such that when you say be, and it will come into being. The cause of Satan's ruin. O people, protect yourselves from envy. Envy is the evil trait that destroyed Satan and made him a dweller of hell by distancing him from the mercy of Allah. Whom does the world serve? In a book that He revealed, Allah Almighty said, O world, you serve the one who obeys me, and put the one who serves you in hardship and misery. Who is a friend? Your friend is the one who stops you from evil. The door of life. O people, take advantage of the door of life whilst it is open, i.e. please Allah through worship, for soon this door will close. Make the hereafter your true wealth. Make the hereafter your true wealth, and you will benefit in both this world and the hereafter. The path of salvation. O ignorant one, you have been commanded to place yourself on the path of salvation. The paths of salvation are the paths of the hereafter and the worship of Allah Almighty. Do not complain in hardship. Patience is to maintain respect before Allah Almighty, i.e. do not complain in times of hardship and to submit to His decree. In patience lies salvation. Do not abandon patience, for goodness and peace lie within it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.